Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, April the 8th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all over the globe. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the globe to many people. And thank you, everybody. Before we get into Sue's teaching, which will be edifying and fun and exhilarating for us tonight, before we do that, let's pray the call in, and then we'll just see what Sue is going to bring to us tonight. Lord God, we just thank you so much that this is our time. This is getting ready for everything to release. We are, believe, right there in your perfect will, ready for everything to come to us in the form of this blessing. And we just thank you for keeping us grounded, keeping us provided for, keeping us healed, healthy, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, a wonderful time of the week for Bob and I and you and all of Big Call Universe to enjoy the teaching that you have found for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And this is going to be a powerful one for all of us, I guess. Are you enough? Do you ever feel like you're just checking off your to-do list? I know that I did much of my life, and it made me totally miserable. I frustrated myself trying to do lots of good things in hopes that I might feel better about myself, but it was never a permanent solution. We all have a deep need to feel all right about ourselves, and we can spend a lot of time and energy trying to do the things that make us feel like we're okay, okay with ourselves, with others, and even with God. But we don't need to wear ourselves out trying to be right with God through our own effort. The truth is, we can't make our lives right on our own. We need God. When we start a relationship with God, Jesus gives us his rightness, not wrongness. He wants you to know that you're not wrong with him, but that you've been made right with him. It's not through being perfect or doing all the right things. It's a gift for us to receive when we accept Christ. He offers everything, offers us everything that he is, including his rightness. We can feel right about ourselves, not because we do everything right, but because we've been made right by our faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Separating your who from your do. One of the ways the enemy tries to deceive God's people is by trying to convince us that we have to do everything right in order to be accepted and have a relationship with God. He tries to lure us into thinking that the good things we do will make us right in God's eyes. As a result, when we're doing good things, we'll feel like we're all right with God. But when we think we failed, we can feel like God is angry with us. This is why it's so important to know the difference between our who and our do. Our identity, worth, and value, our who, depends entirely on what Christ did for us, not on the good things we do, and how Christ lives and moves through us. For many years, I tried to please God with what I did. It seemed as if I was living on a performance treadmill, always trying to do something to feel good about myself and feel like I was in right standing with him. In the process, I became weary, worn out, and unhappy. I would think, something is just not working. No matter how much we love God and choose to do what's right, we'll always be frustrated if we don't learn that, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation and solution through your faith. And this is not of yourselves. It came not through your own striving. Ephesians AMPC.
2:8-9.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In his mercy, God allowed me to see that there was absolutely nothing I could do to make him love me any more or less than he already did. All he wanted was for me to believe in Christ, the one he sent, and receive the righteousness he provided. One of my favorite scriptures in Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake he made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become the righteousness of God, what he ought to be, approved and acceptable, and in right relationship with him by his goodness." This means we're accepted through Christ, and he sees us totally righteous. This does not mean that we don't sin anymore, that we can dismiss it like it's no big deal. It simply means that God loves us even while we are on our way, while we are in the process of becoming like Christ, even before we have arrived. For example, as a 2-year-old, one of our friends used to throw, one of our friend's daughters used to throw fits when she didn't get her way. She tossed herself on the ground and screamed uncontrollably. Now, even though I disliked her behavior, I still loved her tremendously. I don't stop loving my grandchildren or kick them out of the family because they do wrong things. I love them and work with them to develop the good character I know they need to succeed in life. It's about relationship. Righteousness isn't about rules. It's about developing a personal relationship with Christ. He wants us to be in love with him. It helps to think of it in human terms. God created you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to know that he sent Christ to die for your sins so you can be close to him. It's not because of anything you do, have done, or ever will do. It's simply because he loves you. As we begin to truly understand our righteousness in Christ, we will no longer wallow in condemnation or feel like we have to earn God's forgiveness. Instead, we can live with confidence and security that God knows us better than anyone, and he loves and approves of us. God's love for us is so much more than the things we do. He loves us, period. Nothing we do will ever change that. Nothing. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was an awesome teaching. Thank you. That was probably one of the best presentations of the gospel that we've heard, because everything was included in that. You talked about, you know, for it is by grace that you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any person should boast. You know, it's just right there. And the fact that we're not to do anything to earn our salvation, that's the hardest thing in the world for people, even people in the church, people that go to church, people that think they understand God, don't understand that it's not the do, it's the who. Just like you said, it's who do you know? Who do you know? And the who is Jesus Christ. That's what it's referring to. Now, Jesus is in heaven, potentially sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, meaning the alive and the dead. But for us, when we make that confession of faith that you mentioned, faith in Christ and what he did to earn our salvation, which was, everything from the walk to the cross, and then dying on the cross, and then being buried 3 days, 3 nights, and then resurrecting. See, that's what they didn't know in the Old Testament. They did not know that he was literally, even his disciples didn't know that he was going to die and then be resurrected from the dead. And that is the crux, meaning cross, that's the crux of salvation. So that act happened for New Testament believers with the new covenant that we have. And the blood that was shed was Jesus' own blood. And then we appropriate that blood to ourselves through faith. Through the faith. And see, that's the simplicity of the gospel that most people don't get. They think they have to work for salvation. They think they have to be baptized for salvation. They think they have to join the church to be saved. They have to blah, 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 fill in the blank. But guess what is really the only requirement? Faith in the finished or completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Understanding the concept that he, like you said, Sue, tonight, he who knew no sin became sin on that cross. He literally took on the sin of the world, past, present, and future, all of it. He took it on and became it. Who knew no sin, he became sin for the world. And God so loved the world that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever would believe what? In him, in Jesus Christ. And that's the simplicity of the gospel. And it, just like you said, Sue, it doesn't mean that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound, the Bible says. Doesn't give us a license to sin, but when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and that's Jesus Christ. So we have someone who goes before us and has taken care of that problem. Now we go, okay, well, wait, does that mean I can just chill and do whatever I want? Not really. You could. You're saved. You're going to go to heaven. But what about the works? What about us doing things like in James? The book of James says, faith without works is dead. Well, that means we are to do things for the kingdom, for other people, and that those things don't earn or discern salvation, but that is what the rewards that the believer receives in heaven on the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ for believers in Christ, that's where the rewards come from. So anything that we do on this earth until the time we die, either it's going to be wood, hay, and stubble and burn up, or it's something that's worth something. Gold, silver, precious gems, those can take the test of fire and they can last forever. And with those things that we do that are good works, not for salvation, doesn't count, doesn't have a thing to do with salvation, but it has everything to do with our rewards when we get to heaven. Now see, that's what that teaching encapsulated. And I hope I stated it clearly as well. That's what it meant to me. And I think it was a wonderful teaching, and it was a beautiful explanation of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And I hope everybody throughout the world, throughout the Big Call universe, understands it in their own language and makes a commitment this Easter season for a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, Sue. That was amazing. Really good teaching tonight. Thank you. Bob, you heard me. That was my shot at this teaching. What would you say about this teaching, Bob?
Well, thank you, Bruce. That was really great. I was really, really feeling very inspired listening to you with that commentary.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
And Sue, I agree with Bruce. This is one of the greatest teachings that you've done, and it just, it almost like it says it all, and we don't need any more teachings, but maybe that's a good sign. Maybe we won't. And I love the very beginning part, you know, are you enough? And I started thinking, man, what if we all knew who we really were?
Mm.
You know, would we even have such a question as are we enough? You know, or, you know, if we really knew who we were, would we have already expanded beyond even the concept of enough? And, you know, this comparison by observation of our own deeds versus someone else's versus whatever. And, you know, perhaps if we were there where we were beyond that concept of enough, we might even be beyond the concept of a lifetime and enter into ourselves as immortal consciousness and know that this was the lifetime for us. Through all these beautiful teachings, everything we can learn while we're here, everything we can become, and maybe we've come the full distance this time, you know, all the way home to the full acceptance of ourselves. And just as the teaching said, that Jesus accepted us and loves us, you know, and here we sit in perhaps in this acceptance of our righteousness, as Sue said, you know, we can accept that love of Jesus, and then, you know, and then, as Bruce was saying, in the ultimate, we can then return that love to him.
Sure. That's good, Bob.
Beautiful.
That's really good. I'm glad you brought up the point also, Bob, about, you know, righteousness. We are righteous in God's eyes through what Jesus did for humanity and has done for us who believe in him and have put our faith in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, the Bible says. And I love that. Thank you, Bob. That was a really good explanation as well from your point of view. I like that. Sue, you've done it. You brought out what could have been the best teaching you've ever done. It was fully explanatory. It included so many variables, so many things. It answered questions. What would you say to it?
Well, I'm going to add another dimension to it based on what you both brought and where the teaching, I think the teaching really centered us, especially this group, all of us, and what we're here to do, quote, on the fact that it's about, as Bob said, imagining who we would be if we fully owned our eternal consciousness, our divine consciousness, the Christ within. What is that going to look like when finally humanity is freed from a doing slavery mindset? And what that means is, if you think about your life right now, most people measure themselves by how busy they are, how much they're giving to people, how much they're doing. That's, you know, how hard it is, but they're giving anyway. That's been the measurement. And the opportunity that's in front of us, like you said, Bruce, is, and this teaching said, and Bob said, it's about occupying, not separating from who Christ was being. So to me, where we are, when this, right now, you can choose it right now in the present moment, but it's to fully identify, become one with, and end the separation, which is what Bob was hinting at. Everything is unified. Heaven isn't separated from you. Christ isn't separated from you. It's letting go of there's me and then there's something else. There's me and then there's Christ. You and Christ are one. You and Christ's love are one. And if you fully own that, would you be thinking, feeling, vibrating, resonating to what is separated from that? Or would you be moving like Christ moves? Would you be embodying it? Would you be allowing your mind and your heart and your emotions to be flowing with that divine energy? The Father and I are one. You're not going to hear this in church. You're not going to hear that. But to me, the opportunity that is in front of us is the opportunity to become that, so that the whole world is connected in that divine heaven on earth. Greater things than this shall you do. And I think sometimes we need to bring the truth, the context of the time that we're living in, where finally humanity is going to be and choose the redesign of a divine life over a life that has been focused on the material or outside of them or the objects or the things they can see. To the new divine life in Christ. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, that's good, Sue. Thank you for that input from your perspective. Very good. I think that was, like I said, maybe the best teaching we've ever had. It was so all-encompassing. And I appreciate Bob's comments and your comments on it. And I think it was, it was a really good perspective. And I think it was about as clear a presentation of the good news that I've heard in a long time. So thank you, Sue, for bringing that out tonight. And now,
Good timing, yes.
Yes. And now as we transition over to prayer and praise, let's see if we have any praise reports or any prayer requests that we can entertain tonight.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to pull up the sort of loose, not written in versions of them. I'm going to start and ask for everybody to just get into their Christ heart, their oneness with Christ, their power in Christ. And imagine that you had the miraculous healing power of Christ as you listen to these prayers and join with us as we think about, let's see, his name is Ignacio. This is a written one.
Okay.
And Ignacio needs help with declining health. And people that are doing something, they're talking about black magic. So we're seeing Ignacio surrounded with the purifying light that removes anything that is negative, that is focusing, helping his family to focus on, like I saw somebody send an email that said, are you being cursed? Which is a really horrible thing because it just gets people to focus there. So we're seeing that he's completely surrounded with the love of Christ, with the love of this community, that all love is surrounding him, and he's literally being cleared of everything, and his family as well, that could focus on anything less than God's love and power and blessing and favor. In Jesus' name, we say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And praise and prayer. This is from Scott. My prayer tonight is for my children. You see, I'm now separated from my spouse. Boy, he's been through it.
Wait a minute. Is this our pastor, Scott, Sue?
Yeah, Pastor Scott, yes. We are two ships passing in the night, have been for quite a while. She's never accepted or believed in this blessing process and clearly thinks I've lost my mind concerning my projects. Just a small thinker, and I can't live like that. It's the hardest decision I've ever made. My medical condition didn't help any, but my kids are hurting, and rightly so. A couple of them are angry that I'd be so selfish. Like I said, the hardest decision. I love them dearly. Keep them in your prayers, please. My praise is for God's infinite wisdom and love. May you all be blessed. And this is going to be a powerful prayer for you, Pastor Scott. I think there's coming a time, the most important thing is to be true to your deepest, most sacred knowing. And you're choosing that truth. Choosing your highest truth, what you know that you know that you know, and that is affirmed by your love of Christ, is a very courageous act and will be felt by your children, even though they can't see it right now. It'll be felt and known, and you know it in your heart. And so what you're doing is you're choosing to walk away from the old version of reality, really, and a reality that isn't as magnificent as the reality that we're all holding. And so we bless your wife. We bless your children. We know that some of us have been called to hold realities that aren't seen by others, and that takes enormous faith, and you've been just huge in your faith. And so we surround you in the love of Christ. We see you pulling everything back into a very much higher order love. We don't know what's going to happen. Your only job, as you know, is to just breathe and be the love of Christ for yourself, for all your family members, and let your heart be at peace because you were true to your deepest knowing in Christ. We pray for you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sue, I'd like to add a little something to that, if I could.
Oh, please. Good. Yes.
Okay. Pastor Scott, obviously a separation like this is not easy, and it's not something that you've thought lightly about. And hopefully my prayer for you and your family is that it's temporary, that you will resume the relationship with your wife and your children, and that you'll see and that she'll see that what you stood for all these years will come to pass. And I believe it's going to be sooner rather than later that you'll be able to quote-unquote prove it to her. But I don't, and you know as well as I do, it's not a time to say, I told you so. Because there are so many married couples out there and children and parents and children and so on that don't, that have, that are on different sides of this, that don't fully understand it, that don't, that aren't in it, that don't have the commitment that most of us have. And there will be more separations and there will be divorces over this. Unfortunately, I pray that in that case, that God will restore most of those relationships and bring them back. And I believe that that is what I'm speaking into your life, is that the relationship can be restored, brought back together. Let what God has put together, let no man put asunder. And let's believe for that future. But let's also believe for your family to just come around and see what it is you've believed in that most of us have believed in for me going on 20 years, over 20 years now. So that's my prayer for you, and I'm speaking that right now in Jesus' name. Sue, thank you for that opportunity. Anything else that we have?
Yes, just keep. I'm going to do one that is for my friend, our friend in the pod, Sherry.
Okay.
And Sherry was told that her husband had a disc situation, that if it wasn't repaired, this is her first, you know, discussion with a doctor, could cause his disc to pierce a blood vein and it could cause him to bleed out, which is a very drastic thing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
We're going to pray for Sherry. And everyone see that her husband Mike and Sherry and their family, and then all the energy that they're attracting to them, the doctors, the family, the people, all of them are focused on the most extraordinary new information and solutions, and people that might be saying things in a less drastic, dire situation way, so that they can rest in Christ's healing and knowing that in that peace, in that relief from the worry and the dire and that message, if they remove that and then allowed Christ to guide them, that they'll be taken to either the med beds or whatever, the path to the healthiest, calmest, mm-hmm. and most easeful solution to this problem is right there with them. To feel that, to know that, to choose that, and to co-create that with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm looking for more.
Are you looking for a genie?
I am. Exactly.
I know.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. Exodus 3:8. I have come down to rescue them and lead them out from the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, so important, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
Milk and honey.
God, your plans are always for restoration and abundance. When we face challenges, remind us that you are at work to lead us to a better place. Give us faith to trust your timing and your ways, even when we cannot see the whole picture. Thank you for being a God of rescue and hope. Use us to bring others closer to your promises. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
In the end, there are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. and the greatest of these is love. We pray to our Heavenly Father for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott, President Trump, Elon Musk, and everyone of their team, and of course their families. We pray for the RV blessing, Social Security increase, and world peace. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie. This is working out really nicely. The shorter version, is it? It's like a nice
close. Yeah, the shorter version. The whole... It's good.
Yeah. The amended version.
Good.
Yeah. The essential version. Yes.
Yes. Yes. The essential version. Thank you, Sue. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that just prompted me on a couple of things I'll add in the Intel segment, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue. And that should wrap it up, I guess, for tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead, Sue, and talk a little bit about what you have to bring to us tonight. We're in kind of a really special time right now. And I think that everything I'm getting is really pointing to this happening very soon, and I'll give some information about that in my segment. So tell us what you'd like us to know, and if there's anything you'd like us to take advantage of in this 11th hour, let's call it.
It is the 11th hour, isn't it, Bruce? It's the readiness hour.
Mm.
But it's a readiness that's different than any kind of readiness that we've participated in the recent past, in the ancient past. It's readiness that has never been on the planet. Really, really, really take that in. So we've been in a review of kind of the, you know, what we put into our courses, which, as you know, we did our 200th course, and we've been delivering courses for 4 years. And I'm going to read a testimonial, but I want people, I'm going to give you a really, really short, easy thing to do that will help you with your personal walk in Christ and maybe your habits. Because I've been, you know, I've been with this community for, 9 years and 3 quarters, Bruce? And very close, very, very intimate, like, you know, really talking to people, walking with them, growing with them. Just being very intimate with people, being in relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed and very fortunate to have the comprehension, thank you, Judy and Ken, have the comprehension of what people are walking through and how they're initiating themselves into this new era where they're going to co-create. They're literally going to have the opportunity to slow down and co-create with that inner Christ, that true wisdom that because of survival, they haven't really been able to access. So I'm going to read you a testimonial first, and then I'll get into what we learned about our courses. And this is, Sue, I want to thank you with the fullest heart. I've been doing research on the med beds on my own for the past 4 years, and you let literally no stone unturned. What I particularly liked was how you used the meditation to complement the classes. I left with a feeling that I got integrated on who I'm going to be, how I'll embody who I am post-med bed. Thank you for sharing this incredible program with us be blessed, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing that I'm seeing that is just, if you could travel over the timeline since Christ appeared on earth and then travel forward and say to yourself, okay, what has changed? Why hasn't it changed more? I ask very curiosity-provoking questions. Why aren't there more Christs walking around in the world? And what is the opportunity for us to create a Christ-based living heaven on earth reality? Why? What has been our block? Why hasn't that gotten through? And so here's the opportunity that we created through the classes. First of all, if your nervous system, and Carl Jung said this very wisely, he said, until you make the unconscious conscious, that means whatever is stored in you, think of you can't put new wine in old skins. If 95% of you is unconscious and out of your awareness, and you just keep passing down what you've always done from generation to generation, trauma to trauma, kind of makes sense. We didn't have the means. We didn't understand scientifically how do you get a whole new pattern into a person, into a society, so that they can share it, they can grow it, they can end the separation. Well, it turns out that if you quiet your mind and you get into your body and you listen and you pay attention to what you're feeling and you try and deepen every day as a practice in your feeling the way Christ would feel. I mean, with everything you have, loving God and Christ with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole body. Can you say that you're doing that? And then removing the external noise. That's a very, very big one. Bruce, you know about signal-to-noise ratio in technology. The whole point is it's very noisy. People haven't been taught how to be quiet, how to still their nervous system, how to go into the closet and pray like Christ would walk away and go out into the desert. He would go to the quiet and lonely places. What we do in our courses is we give you anywhere from a 10-minute meditation to a 20-minute meditation that allows you to access that desert quietness within you, which is actually the living energy of your divinity in Christ. And so now, as we approach this gateway of the RV, there's going to be a lot changing on the outside. It's not about the outside. It's about what you're choosing to feel, experience, and become one with, which is Christ in you, and how do you stabilize that? Because you're going to be walking into situations and helping people to see things that have never existed. You're going to be holding a field of coherence during change and just saying, okay, the highest outcome for this is love. What does that mean we're going to shape this into? And you're going to be, here's the biggest point, all of us are going to be active in redesigning how we live, how we lead, and how we collaborate together. And just feel that right now. Just feel how this whole field is very unified. Just hearing that, hearing this description, hopefully you're feeling that all of us together moving in our own unique way, but opening to listen to each other, be in the being of Christ, not in the doing, not in the head knowledge, but in the heart, the embodied heart. That's what we did. That's what we, why we created 200 classes. So you could be moving as an energy in Christ, not a body, not a head, but as Christ's energy would move, as Christ's frequency would move. If you start to think of yourself as a body and not as the spirit, like who are you being? Like the teaching said, you're going to get trapped in separating yourself out from your spirit. And this is the time to unify. So if you haven't gotten the MedBed 100 program, it is still available. And so is the Quantum Leader Future Founder. I'm just going to remember this one. I just remembered another woman that said, Sue, I love the course. Thank you, Wendy. I love the course. It was full of amazing information for the Quantum Leader.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rewiring that you think like your head and the thoughts in your head are your, that's your, the thing you think is reality. It's not. You've most likely absorbed the reality around you, and it's been survival. So if you want to learn how you can quiet your mind, enter into your full Christ unity with yourself and with Christ, and then learn how to create the best MedBed experience and then the best Quantum Leader Future Founder experience, which is just, what are your boundaries going to be? How are you going to move into a divine reality instead of a 3D survival struggle reality with all the people in your family going through change, with all that emotional stuff that's going to be coming as everybody changes, comes back from the med bed, their kids don't, it's like, whoa. You've got to be, I've heard people saying that they're nervous about their kids not being able to relate to them. There's going to be, as long as you're looking outside of yourself and you're reacting to what's outside of you without being anchored in love and anchored in your deepest knowing and your deepest truth, that's what these courses are going to help you with. How to be at peace, how to be strong, how to be in love, how to know when you speak, you don't, you own your truth, you own your power, you own that you are the light of Christ. And you rest in that peace and you don't get reactive. Very important. And look for the leaders that they can be full of joy and they can be everything, but there's, you feel their wisdom and you feel their light and you feel that when they have to come into really doing something important, they are there 1,000%. They're a quiet field of grace, of wisdom, and of strength. And those are the people you want to surround yourself with. Because those are the ones people will trust in a time of incredible, wonderful. Notice how my language never goes super down into doom. There's going to be a lot of transition, But it is going to be wonderful. They just want to feel somebody that's steady in this incredible opportunity, but grounded. So, to get those two courses, and if we get delayed at all, which I'm not creating at all, I'm saying we're hearing about Bruce's intel, and it's amazing, in the next 2 days, we'll be doing an announcement on Thursday for some new offerings. But for now, you have the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Leadership, Quantum Leader Future Founder. Each of those are 100. Get one or the other. All you have to do, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and we will just put your name, your telephone number, if you do or do not have PayPal, if you want one or both, and we will get an invoice out to you, and it takes 3 minutes to do that invoice. 3 minutes is on the phone with somebody. And that's what I want to say. I just want to say how deeply grateful I am to you, Bruce, for the opportunity to bring out these courses for founders, community designers, visionary educators, regenerative economists. We went down the categories of how these courses will be used. And, you know, we are just so grateful to be bringing in the new with the latest science and with a Christ-based community. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you for the compliment. Appreciate that as well. You know, this is a good time because there may not be a whole lot of time left to get the Quantum Leader Future Founder course or the MedBed 100 course. So I'm glad you brought that out, both of them tonight. Get them while they're hot. Get them while you can. And that's going to be important. A lot of people have taken advantage, but there's some that might be on the fence, and they're going to need to think about, well, do I have $100? Do I have $200? You know, if you do, this is a great opportunity for you to really get more prepared for what's happening, for what's coming down the pipe, or down the pike, either one. All right, so thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And I'll touch on it in my segment as well. Let's get over into Bob's territory, Sue. Let's see,
hey,
Bob.
Dude.
Yeah, let's see what is happening. I think you have good news on Myotrol, if I remember right. And I know everybody's excited to hear about that. And then, of course, we love testimonials, and we love when we have things on sale. But tell us what we're to look forward to tonight, Bob. Thanks.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, we do have good news about Myotrol. It came in on Friday night, and which was really good. They were going to hold on to it and bring it on Monday. But with a lot of insisting, they agreed to drive it over late Friday evening. And
yep.
We were able to get it safely into the part of the building that's temperature controlled, being gel caps and all, and being, 85, 90 degrees in Florida. So it's safe and sound. A lot of people have already gotten theirs, people that had auto ships set, and they kicked in as soon as we put it back in stock, and so Bill was very busy today mailing stuff out, and anybody that needs to get started back on Myotrol that hasn't gotten notification that yours is shipped yet, give us a call and we'll help you make sure that you can get it. And we're looking forward to hearing more testimonials from all the people that are going to be trying it and where you're making every possible maneuver that we can to make sure we don't run out again. It's no 100% guarantees on anything. We've been getting boomer boost for 14 years, and even with that, a couple of times we ran out. But we're not going to just hope. We're doing everything we can to get stuff ahead of run.
That's for sure.
So we have that, and we do have a bunch of these really short testimonials. It's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them are about the taste of the new Boomer Boost. And
okay.
Some of them are saying that it's better. And one, we got our second testimonial.
Oh, no.
That said that they actually liked the old
They
product.
Liked the dirt. They like the dirt taste.
So it's now two okay. people out of many hundreds that said they
yep.
like the old taste.
Oh, that's amazing.
So,
good.
Then we got a testimonial from a person who's using both the Boomer Boost and the Barley. And
mm-hmm.
his testimonial says, I have no more swelling in my joints and no sciatic pain.
Oh, good.
And imagine just from getting the right nutrition and reducing his inflammation, that happened for him.
Goodness.
And there's that testimonial, I like the other flavor better. Then here's one about Gladiator Barley. Ladies says she loves it and puts it in her coffee every day.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one about the Boomer Boost, saying that they like the taste better. And the one I really liked was about the man whose pain went away, because sciatic pain can be very, very annoying and debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you know, is heartwarming to see a testimonial when someone's able to get out of pain like that.
Amen. That's right.
The other thing I'll let people know about, Bruce, is just what we're doing with the sales right now.
Okay.
And this is the time when we've got our collagen sale going on, where
mm-hmm.
if people get collagen, they can get a starter size canister of heirloom barley for free.
Right.
So this is a $49 value that you get for free. And why would people want to take the two products together? They work way, way better when you take them together. The peptides, the collagen peptides, are the building blocks of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get them to be put together properly, you need enzymes that help with the construction. And so we want people to really experience what it's like, not just to take collagen and say, okay, my hair and my skin seems better and my joints seem better. We want people to get the full effect of having, you know, all of the peptides that they take in converted into collagen protein. So people can get that feeling. We're giving away that for free. Also, we put the vitamin C on sale at 20% off. It's already a great
mm-hmm.
price, but now you get 20% off.
Oh, yeah.
That goes really well with the collagen as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, Bruce, is that the sale that we have on the Clarity Factor is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 10% off sale, and most people are putting that onto their auto ship, so this next order they get a 20% discount. And, you know, with collagen, Bruce, it's kind of like this, where people will think about it, and they'll be like, okay, this is great. I've got my collagen, and maybe my skin and nails and hair will be a little bit better. But the fact is, collagen is the most prominent protein that is, you know, in the human body, and it's our structure. It makes up our joints, which allows us to have flexibility. Our legs can bend, our arms can bend, we can bend our back, and it really is like one of these essential gifts from God to have this amazing set of proteins that allow us to actually move around and have an upright structure and a bipedal motion, and it really makes for life itself to, you know, from a biological standpoint, without collagen, there wouldn't be human beings as we know them. And the other thing is that your skin, which does many, many things, including, you know, helping to convert light, you know, into vitamin D, which activates 25% of our entire genome, is really, you know, an amazing thing as well. And we want to just think about for a second that, you know, without skin, our body would be totally exposed constantly to bacteria and the damages from the sun. And you also wouldn't have humans as we know it without our skin, and without collagen, you wouldn't have skin. And so it's way more than just, hey, it's nice to have some collagen so we don't age quite as fast. It's really essential fabric of our physical body. And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce.
Okay, Bob.
Stephanie's back at work. Brucey and Stephanie will be there tomorrow. Jim Lee's doing lots of outbound calls, talking to people as well. If you need help getting your Myotrol started again, give us a call. If you need help with anything else, give us a call as well. And
absolutely.
It's 7 minutes after 10, Bruce.
Okay. Bob, thank you very much. Let me remind everybody how to get in touch with the company, and also how to go on the website. And I've got a personal question for you, Bob, if you're still with me. I ordered the collagen and the heirloom barley combination yesterday, along with some vitamin C and a couple of other things, like aloe vera immune. Got that coming too again. But Bob, I take Boomer Boost and barley every morning, sometimes it's lunchtime when I take it, with premium probiotics and lignans. But you know I make bulletproof coffee in the morning. Would it be okay to use heirloom barley and collagen in my bulletproof coffee in the morning, Bob?
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. What I do is I drink bulletproof coffee, and then shortly after I finish drinking it, I'll then drink my barley with Boomer Boost and probiotics and lignans. And so essentially it's all being digested at the same time. And bulletproof coffee is mostly good fats, and then the barley kind of rounds out, you know, and the collagen rounds out, you know, the protein and carbohydrates that you need.
So it'd be okay to take heirloom barley, which I also take, as you know, gladiator barley with the Boomer Boost, but it's okay to take the heirloom with the collagen in a combination in my bulletproof coffee. That would still be good, and then chase it either right away or a little bit later with the Boomer Boost and barley combination, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yep. Okay, that's what I'm going to start doing then. Yep. And I didn't remember that the Myotrol would probably be coming in either today or yesterday or Friday And then after talking with Bob, I realized we had it in stock. And I went ahead and called Stephanie back and left her a voice message that I would like a couple of bottles of Myatrol. So she texted me back that she got that, and the order went right through. So I'm excited to think I'm going to be all caught up and have an extra Myatrol or two in the meantime. So, Bob, to let everybody know how they get to your website, if they go to bigcalluniverse.com and they land on our homepage, they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. They click on it. It's a direct link to your website. And so they'll go into your site, and they'll be able to see the products page, the drop-down menu for on sale. They'll see the total products on sale, and they'll see everything there. And at the footer of the page, they've got podcasts, they've got YouTube archives, they've got everything you can imagine that they need to kind of take their time and go through and learn about. A lot of cool videos, a lot of how-to do this and that, and you got havening on there, you got neuro-linguistic programming on there, you got everything. So it's really, really cool, and I want everybody to check that out. Now, what about Bob's toll-free number? To get into Boomers, you got 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure to give a call. Stephanie's there. Lucy's there. And who else was there, Bob, doing outgoing calls? Got somebody else on outgoing. Jim. That's right. Jim's doing outgoing. Okay. So at least we've got enough of the full staff back in that can handle this. But like normal, you should make most of your orders. About 97-98% of the orders are online that you can put in yourself and do your own shopping cart and put your information in and all of that. And any of the sale items, if I understand it right, if the price doesn't look like it's on sale, but you saw it on sale on the site, it'll take place when you go to checkout. When you check out, the prices will go to the sale prices. And that'll take care of that. So get stocked back up. Now, what I'm about to tell you in the Intel segment should make everyone think about making a nice order this month for the Boomers products to take yourself and put yourself in really good health, especially as we come into bathing suit season. That's right. We're going to be swimming soon. A lot of us are going to be going on vacation, maybe to the beaches somewhere, maybe here, maybe, who knows, in the Caribbean somewhere. So give that some thought and make sure that you are healthy and fit. Get your immune system as strong as you can moving forward. If you go on a cruise, that norovirus won't hit you if it happens to be on the ship, as it was recently on one of the ships. So take good care of yourself by getting your nutrition, getting your immune system peaked up, and then start walking. Man, get out there and walk. And then pretty soon we've got spring and summer sports where we can get out and enjoy tennis and golf and swimming and everything else that we enjoy in the summer. All right? So hopefully you're in an area of the country that's warming up a little bit. We had 70 degrees today, 76 tomorrow. It's springtime here. And the rain has stopped, at least for now, which is good. We got plenty a little while ago here. So let's talk about the Intel. Let's talk about where we are. I'm pretty excited about what I heard today, especially later this afternoon. but let me go back a minute and see if I remembered saying this stuff to you last Tuesday, a week ago. I was hearing that the tranches that were coming from HSBC to Wells Fargo, we had a bunch of them that were trying to go through, and they were having trouble getting them through. I'm not quite sure what happened to allow them to go through, but I understand, and I can't remember exactly when, whether it was Wednesday or Saturday, whenever it was, there were 2,500 tranches that came through, each of which was $50 billion, and these were from bond sales, okay? And these came in at between midnight and 3 a.m. in the morning. I think it was just a few days ago that those came in. But those funds were there to be there for us, for our exchanges. So that's a nice piece of change to bring in what we needed to get started. Now, this other thing is interesting. The quantum financial system is running in parallel with the SWIFT system, which is primarily used for international wire transfers. They haven't dropped it yet. It's still going. And so is the FinTech system. So you've got these three systems running in parallel until the USN is announced and brought out. So we understand we have a new dollar. We have a new currency, a paper currency, the United States Treasury note. And we have all this under the restored republic. That transition to the restored republic that we're in the process of making now will bring out the new USN, and it will invalidate the $37 trillion debt that this company, this country, has amassed as a United States incorporated. The corporation is being dissolved. And we're going back to a restored republic with a new currency. The USN is the digital nomenclature, and the USTN is the physical bills that we will handle, that we will have in our hand and our wallets and money clips. Okay? And that change is about to take place very quickly here, very soon. It's hard to pin that down as to when is that going to happen? When are we going to get the U.S.? When are we going to get? It's all part of Nisara and Jisara. And it's a hard thing to pin down. We can't really tell exactly when it's going to be part of that, but I think it's not very far off to have Nisara and Jisara kick in with some announcements. Now, I've told you guys we expected Social Security increases this month. I don't know if we've had any yet. I don't think we had the first Wednesdays. I would have heard if the first Wednesdays got their increase in Social Security. But don't give up on the month. It could happen as a separate payment this month. All right, what about Doge? The Doge payments, I've heard there's a number, and it's in the well over $100 or $200 trillion available for Doge. It's crazy high. It's way high. And the Doge payments are supposed to start in the third week, which would be next week of April, and be done by Easter, which, as you guys know, is April 20th. So, yes, 2 days ago was Sunday. That's 2 weeks till Easter Sunday. Okay, so we should have our Doge payments, which could be substantial, really, before Easter. Anybody 60 and over, if they have a bank account, will be Well, let me requalify that. Everybody that is in that retirement class, either 60 or 62 and older, will get it by direct deposit. In other words, don't necessarily look for a paper U.S. Treasury check in the mail. If you have a bank account, they know who you are by your Social Security number, and you should be getting your DOGE payment by direct deposit. And obviously, if you're on Social Security, you're getting that by direct deposit also. So those should still be coming this month. And the increase in social, we think, is also going to still be this month. And we're just in the second week of April now. R&R, I've said, I don't know how many times, for those of us who are exchanging and redeeming Zim at the redemption centers, the R&R, Restitution Reconciliation Allowance, will be there waiting for you to mention it to them, and it should be put in your Quantum account after your exchange funds and redemption of Zim go in to your Quantum account. Now, I'm going to probably ask them when I go in, before I even pony up the currency for exchange, I'll ask them about the R&R. Do you have the reconciliation redemption and reconciliation allowance for me? Is it in my Quantum account? They should be able to pull it up by your Social Security number. All right, we'll see. So we'll see how that flies. I've been told it's in the Quantum account. It will be in the Quantum account, whatever. And I just want to know how much it's going to be. It's going to be a good number. It's going to be a bigger number than we think it is. So that'll be great to see that too. It might be dwarfed by the Zim, let's face it. It will be, but it'll still be cool to have it. All right, so what else? On the Redemption Center screens, the rates are coming up. I don't know if all 17 or 18 currencies that are going way up in value are on the screen, but we did hear, of course, that we do have dinar and dong and Zim, of course, on the screen, and we'll see. The others have probably already populated or populating now. We did see a dong rate just under 11 on Friday. So that's going in the right direction, and expect it to be a little higher than that when we go in for exchanges. Now let's talk about where we are on the timing. You remember I told you guys President Trump told Alok and Dr. Shabibi that he wanted to see this come through between the 5th and the 9th of April. 9th is tomorrow. That, in a way, is a self-imposed deadline that I think we just might hit, because what we're hearing from four or five different sources is the fact that we think, first of all, everything's done. I'm going to back up a second and say we know that the farm claims have been set up and we believe have been paid. The CMKX was set up, meaning ready to pay out, ready to go. And I believe it may have also been paid in the last 2 days. And then we also have the fines and penalties and maybe other adjudicated settlements already lined up. And I think, like, just like a line of dominoes, and that first domino may have already fallen. So I can't say absolutely that they've been paid out, but I know they were about to be 2 days ago. So we'll see where that takes us. Regarding our notifications, all right, we've got Redemption Center leader that's going in. It has to be in at his desk at 9:45 in the morning tomorrow. The rest of the staff at the Redemption Center coming in at 11. It lets me think maybe we've got our notifications coming out around mid-morning or so. And then we've got exchanges probably would start on Thursday. So it looks very good from all sources. One source said tomorrow, meaning Wednesday, will be a boom day. A boom day. And that everything else will fall in after that. Another source has said that the green light will come on, meaning green light to pay out everything, will start overnight tonight. I've heard 1 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. I've heard overnight tonight. And I believe that that is going to show up with us, for us, as emails tomorrow. Let's call it before noon. It sounds like that. And then, obviously, we want to set our appointments and get in for our exchanges. It looks like Thursday will be the day to go in for our exchanges. They may use all of tomorrow just to set appointments, and that's fine. Let's see what else. There is so much else going on politically. The tariffs are working. You realize a lot of people don't understand the tariffs. I get the tariffs because I know the purpose of them. And I know that when by instilling these tariffs on our trading partners as nations of 50 countries that want to get right down with President Trump and negotiate, 39 of those 50 countries have said, we will go to no tariff. If you do, we will. You go to zero tariff, we'll go to zero tariff. Then you have a free and fair trade agreement, which is really good. We want it to be fair. We want it to be free. And the other 11 nations, I'm sure, will negotiate and come up to an agreement with President Trump and the team. I'll tell you, it's amazing that we've got a president that can stand up and do this and install trade practices where we're not getting screwed by all these countries around the world like we have ever since they started. And now we're going to be able to make it fair and make it free for eventually the world. That's part of what JSARA is all about, is leveling the playing field so that we can trade freely and equally between nations around the globe. So this is all part of what JSARA is going to be. It's really a good thing. It's a very good thing. Yeah, the stock market took a hit Thursday and Friday of last week. Yeah, I know. But it's probably a short-lived adjustment. It was a major adjustment, I get that. But if you're listening to me and you're in the currencies, it won't matter at all. It's just a blip on the radar, a bug on the windshield is what it amounts to. We're going to end up doing very, very well, as you guys know. Now, banks do not have a contract rate on the dinar, only redemption centers. Banks are not going to be negotiating ZIM bonds, our ZIM notes. Redemption centers are. You're going to be in very good shape on the dinar contract rate. I've told you where that is going to be already. And obviously the ZIM speaks for itself. It's on par with the U.S. dollar. and it will be on par with the U.S. yen, our new dollar. And so you don't have to worry about that at all. This is the time to get ready, and it's really the time to prepare and get in touch with Sue for the MedBed 100, if you haven't ordered it already. You need to go ahead and get that. And another option is the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, which we call Quantum 100, just to keep it simple. MedBed 100, Quantum 100. Send Sue an email. Both are worth way, way more than she's asking. Because imagine going into the MedBed prepared fully for your interview. You know exactly what to expect, so there's no surprises when you go in. And have your MedBed list already made out. Everything that you want done physically, internally, to your mind, all kinds of things. That's what the MedBed 100 will teach you. So get that, and then the Quantum 100 is an important course that prepares you for everything that we're about to walk into. So grab both of them if you can. Otherwise, just get whatever you can afford right now. And that's by sending Sue an email to integratedminds, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And then put your name and cell number in the body of the email. If you have PayPal, let her know. If you don't, she'll invoice you separately, but it'll be through PayPal. And go ahead and send that off to her in the subject line, MedBed 100, plus, if you want both, plus Quantum 100. Or if you want one or the other, just put in the subject line. So she'll see that and know what that is. Send those out tonight, if at all possible. Get them out tonight to Sue, because tomorrow could be a very interesting day. We've heard from one of our sources, the next 2 days are going to be very, very interesting. And I think we're looking to get notified tomorrow, an exchange starting Thursday. That seems to be where we are. Seems to be what's happening now. And in a way, if we get notified tomorrow, we've made President Trump's deadline with Iraq. And by the way, we tried to get an update from Iraq. And guess what we found out? From our Iraqi sources and from our Iraqi Americans who've tried to contact our people in Iraq, our Iraqi Americans are saying they have been blocked calling in for the last 3 days. So that's very interesting to me. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they've been blocked getting into and calling our contacts in Iraq. Well, that has to tell you something right there. I think everything that I wanted to say, I brought out to you. I think that we are about as ready as we can be from this end of it. So we need to keep in mind, take advantage of resuming your Myotrol with Boomers. Check out the sales. And take advantage of them if you like. And then, of course, make sure you get in touch with Sue for the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 course. Each one of those two courses is 2 hour-and-a-half sessions, and you can play it at your own pace. You can go back and re-listen to it many times as you need, and I would highly recommend everybody have that. All right. I think that's what I'm going to say for tonight. So what I'd like to say now is let's stay in prayer for this. Let's be in prayer for this to reveal itself. Let's pray for numbers to manifest tomorrow. And let's pray for us to get our exchanges started, it looks like Thursday right now. And don't forget, the Masters Golf Tournament, the Golf Championship, begins Thursday morning in Augusta National, Augusta, Georgia. So I'm very excited about that, very excited about this week in general. But the Masters just makes it that much better. So let's do this, guys. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, or pray ourselves out, rather. And let's thank everybody. Thank Sue for a wonderful teaching tonight and everything else that she's done for us over 9 3/4 years. Thank you, Bob, for everything that you've done as well. The faithfulness of my two co-hosts is really great, co-hosts. And also thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening and tuning in. This being Tuesday night, everything goes like we hope tomorrow and Thursday, we might have a short celebration call on Thursday. So look for that. In the meantime, I want to thank Big Call Universe. I want to thank the satellite team. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Much success in your near future. And also, thank you, Jeannie and GCK and all of the people that have made the Big Call what it has been over these 14 years. So thank you, everybody. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that we are on the precipice of something the like of which the world has never seen. Thank you for everything that you've taught us, everything that you've taught us regarding patience, love, and joy. Thank you for everything. Help us to manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit with one another. Give us a great night tonight, and help us to have a wonderful rest of this week with this blessing looming so close. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everybody remember to make sure you're registered. If you have a new email or an email change, register on bigcalluniverse.com with your email at the bottom of the page. That way you'll be able to, we'll be able to be in touch with you by email when we get ready to let you have other additional podcasts or plans for get-togethers, regional get-togethers regarding our projects and so on. All right, so make sure that you're registered. All right, thank you so much. All right, good night, everybody. God bless you.